Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
You're listening to the QuickBook Reviews podcast. Brighten your day with a book.
Hello, my fellow bookworms. This is Philippa from QuickBook Reviews, author interviews and book reviews. How are you doing today? Well, today's a special, and today we're talking all about the Women's Prize for Fiction, the long list, the short list, the everything list. So far, every Monday, I've been looking at 4 books on the long list. And so today, I was thinking, because they announce on Wednesday the short list, I thought, do I record one episode that is all rounding up and my predictions? And then do I record another episode? And I thought, no, that's a bit heavy on the old Women's Prize. So what I thought I'd do is sort of record 2 sections and glue them together. So I'm recording this Monday morning. And these are going to be my top 6, because the shortlist is 6 books. And these are going to be my top 6 books. They are not going to be the ones that come on the shortlist, because my reading taste is different to so many other people. So these aren't predictions of what I think will be on the shortlist. They're just, if I could choose, if I was sitting here as judge and jury, these are the 6 that I would put there. And then we've got the Wednesday evening announcement. And shock, I'm at a book club when that happens. So that's a bit sad. I'm going to have to maybe try and delay going to book club before that list is announced. But anyway, I was thinking Thursday morning, I'll record my reactions to those top 6 on the shortlist. And then, as I say, glue those 2 together and put this out Friday morning. So that is my cunning plan. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But let's just see how it goes. I do, just in case I've somehow managed to get the same 6 books that are on the shortlist, it's not going to happen. But just in case, I do have evidence of me recording this episode. In fact, I'm going to take a photo right now. Does it say what the date is? Oh, yes, it does, in the corner of my screen. There we go. I'm going to do a thumbs up to me on the screen. So if anyone says, oh my goodness, you got them all right, you recorded it after the shortlist was announced, I've got this as evidence. It's not going to happen, because there's no way my top 6. So anyway, enough. Come on, Philippa. Now, these are in no particular order. Or should I do them in a particular order? I'm going to do them in a particular order. Okay, we're going to go from number 6 up to 1. I'm not going to mention the ones that haven't made the shortlist. Some of them... Well, I'm going to mention one. You see... I'm going rogue already. Anyway, let's just get started. In 6th place is Restless Dolly Maunder by Kate Grenville. I really enjoyed this book, but there are a lot of people that are reading, there's an author's note at the end, and people have read the book and read the author's note, and are coming out and telling people who haven't read the book all about the author's note. Now, I'm sorry. If the author's note was at the very beginning of the book, then that's fair game. They'd be happy for you to share that. If they've included the author's note at the end of the book, and it brings some significance to the story, then in my mind, that is a massive spoiler and therefore shouldn't be mentioned by those who are talking about the book. So I'm waggling my finger here. Don't do that. But I enjoyed the book. It's about set in Australia, early 1900s, and it's about a woman and her hopes, her dreams, what's holding her back, and the lengths she goes to try and move forward in life. So, yeah, I thought it was really interesting. I've never read any of Kate's books before. I enjoyed it. So that's number six. Number five for me is Soldier Sailor by Claire Kilroy. I really enjoyed this book, but I do think it's quite niche. I enjoyed it because I found, as I've said, I found motherhood. I still find motherhood very difficult, even though they're older now, one adult and one teenager. I find it incredibly hard. But when they were newborn, my goodness, it was another level. I was just so used to being able to control a lot of things in life. And here was a baby that I couldn't control. And I was just used to, like, you know, if there's a fault with the washing machine, if it's blaring an error code, it gives me an error code. I look it up in a book. I know what to do and I fix it. You can't do that with babies. And it just sends you to a place mentally that is not great. And while this book covers some very severe, not great places in your mind mentally that I'm fortunate enough to say I didn't get to, I can sympathise, and I certainly got some quite dark places myself. So this, for me, was reading on a subject that I have really suffered from, and I got a lot from it. If you're someone, I don't know, I'd be interested if someone hasn't gone through that. Well, yes, of course they would. That's very judgmental of me. People would find it is niche, but it isn't niche. It might be something that floats your boat. It might not. For me, it floated my boat very nicely. There we go. Number three. No. Philippa, come on. You've done six. You've done five. Number four is going to be Western Lane by Chetna Maru. This was the first book I read on the WIMS Prize Fiction Longlist. And in my head, I thought every book would be unapproachable for me, would require my brain cells to be working at a level that they can't cope with. And so I remember I got in the bath, I started reading Western Lane, and I didn't get out of the bath till I'd finished it. The water was cold. I just love this book. It's quite short. It's about a family coming to terms with the mother's death and the father and the daughters and how they deal with it in very different ways. Yeah, I was mesmerised by it. I thought it was extraordinary. It's deep and yet not much happens and yet so much happened. Yeah, I enjoyed it very much. Number three. Oh dear. Number three. Third place for me was In Defence of the Act by Effie Black. It's a book about suicide. I make no bones about it. So if that's not your, if you don't want to read a book about that, then don't go anywhere near this. But I enjoyed it. Can you say that about a book about suicide? I got a lot from it. It's a book I won't forget. I thought it was brave and brilliant and strong. I want to see more of this author. I want to see more of the publishers. Epoch Press, I think it was. Very, very good. In second place, and gosh, the first and second place, there's not much between them. But in second place, I'm going to put Night Bloom by P. Sadzomedi. It's only just second place. I listened to it as an audiobook and I loved it. The accents just help the story so much. Beautiful voices coming across. And I'd seen that there were a number of narrators, and I didn't read anything about the book. I didn't read the blurb, and I'm so glad I didn't, because I just went into it. And there was a point when I was thinking, well, how is there going to be another narrator? I don't understand. We're hearing it all from this one viewpoint. And then, wham, the other narrator took over, and it sort of breathed fresh life into it for me. I loved it. But for me, the narrator's voice, I mean, it's lovely writing, but the narrator's voice is just added. Mwah, 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 lovely chef's kiss. Gorgeous. a hard story, difficult again, fascinating, brilliant. But number one for me has to absolutely be Brotherless Night by V.V. Ganeshanathan. I thought this was extraordinary. I read it and it was riveting. I told a lot of people about the book and I'm keeping hold of it. I'm going to reread it. I thought it was really, really good. Now, some of the books that didn't get into that top, those six favourites, I think I devoured them in the wrong way. So there's some that I, what was the one, the Megan one, Megan Nolan, Ordinary Human Failings. I listened to that as an audiobook and I wished I'd read that one. So, I think with some of the books that didn't make it, maybe I listened to it on the wrong basis. I'm not sure. The one book I do want to mention that I think will get included is Enter Ghost by Isabella Hammad. It's going to get in because, I'm sorry, it's about Palestine. It's a good book, but I didn't find it great. I thought so much more could have been done. It was interesting about this sort of troupe of actors and the references to Hamlet and obviously about all that's going on in Palestine. You know, it's going to have to be in the top six. And it deserves to be in the top six, frankly, because it's about Palestine. But for me, it doesn't deserve to be in the top six because of the story and the writing. I listened to it as an audiobook. Maybe that was the wrong thing. Gosh, I had to crank up that speed to get through it because there were times when I wasn't compelled. The end chunk improved, the pace improved. It didn't make my favourite top six, but I bet you it's going to be in. There we go. So that's it for Monday. I'll record again on Thursday when we know who's in the top six. I'm really excited. I did do the Booker Prize many years ago, pre-children, when I had more brain cells than I have now for reading. And I enjoyed that. But since then, I haven't done a long list, short list, whatever, and I have really enjoyed the experience. I have rushed too much to squeeze all 16 books into a short period of time, and I didn't sort of pause for breath. So when I had finished the 16th book, I was glad that I'd finished it. But that's it. Right. I'll cut off now and I'll come back to you on Thursday. Well, I was about to say hello, my fellow book friends. Again, but this isn't the beginning of the episode, Philippa. This is partway through. I'm coming in. It is Wednesday. And it turns out they weren't announcing the shortlist Wednesday evening. They were announcing it at 8 a.m. on Wednesday. So I was working already, stopped work to have a look at the list. And I was so excited. And I'm speaking to you just shortly after that. But I was so excited about this because, as I've mentioned before, I've really enjoyed being involved in reading the long list and all the books and forming my own decisions and coming up with my favourites. And so when I clicked on to see, first of all, I thought, oh, shall I do it like live on the podcast of looking to see who's won? And I thought, no, Philippa, just have time to collect your thoughts before you actually start forming words. And I'm glad I did because the summary of it is I'm furious. I'm absolutely furious. They haven't gone for all of my six favourites. I mean, this is extraordinary. How very dare they? So I'm going to go through which ones they've shortlisted. I'm going to tell you who had better win out of those. And then I'm also going to say which ones didn't get in on the Women's Prize Fiction shortlist that I think should have and make another pitch for those. Honestly, I know I am a bit of a control freak, but this has just highlighted to me that I am very much a control freak. And just because the Women's Prize have decided to choose some books that aren't my favourites, I'm absolutely appalled by it. Fuming of quick book reviews. I am here and I'm not happy. Okay, the six books that got in, The Wren, The Wren by Anne Enright. No, that wasn't for me. Brotherless Night by V.V. Ganeshanathan. Yes, please. Let's have it. Very happy about that one. Kate Grenville, Restless Dolly Maunder. Yes, again, like that very much. Enter Ghost by Isabella Hammad. I didn't like it, but I said it would get in because it's about, I'm sorry, but it's about Palestine. So of course it's going to get in for that basis. But if that book had been based in any other part of the world, I don't think it would have got in because I didn't think the writing was good enough. Sorry, I've said it. The next book that got in was Soldier Sailor by Claire Kilroy. Yes, I approve, Philippa approves of that one. But then, get this, River East, River West by Aubrey Lescure. No, I'm sorry. Not happy about that one at all. I don't have the energy to be fuming today, but I really am quite cross. So let's just quickly think who didn't get in on that shortlist. Night Bloom by Pisad Zomedi, that didn't get in. That's astonishingly awful that it didn't get in. I'm fuming about that. Western Lane by Chetna Maru, I love that. Fuming about that one. And In Defence of the App by Effie Black didn't get in. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm having a laugh. It's just, I never knew I could get so cross about books. Maybe it's not healthy for me to do these long shortlists, I don't know. But anyway, there we go. So I don't know what else to say. I'm just really cross and upset that some books that I really loved and really passionate about aren't on the shortlist. Okay, Philippa, let's focus. So on the shortlist, certainly three books that were on my favourites are in. And the other book, Enter Ghost, that I said I thought would be included, is also there. So there are two books on that list, The Wren by Anna Enright and River East, River West by Aubrey Lescure, that shouldn't, if I was controlling it, which I have to come to terms with the fact that I'm not, if I was controlling it, I'd say no, not on my list, not today, doors shut, no, stay outside, you haven't got the ticket in. Enter Ghost by Isabella Hammond, I'd allow him because of all the atrocities, but not because it's a good book. Sorry. In my eyes, I hasten to say. My favourite is Brotherless Night, and please let that win. Please let that win. Oh my goodness. If Enter Ghost, the Wren. If River East, River West wins that prize. No. I'm going to have to up my chocolate consumption to help me cope with all of this because I've got to go back to work now and I'm fuming. I'm holding my head in my hands. The summary of this is at least three. I mean, four of the books that I said would be on are on, one of which I wasn't on my favourites then to go. So three of the six are my favourites. I suppose I should be happy with that. But honestly, no, I'm not happy. And I'm just going off to stomp about now. So that's it for now. That's your Women's Prize long list shortlist special. I am not going to be involved anymore in this. I'm going to lie in a darkened room, whimper, and eat vast quantities of chocolate. And I'll be back on Monday with some books that I love. So there we are. I hope you're well. I hope all's well with you. I hope you're not feeling the rage. And this is a sign of the menopause, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you're not feeling the rage like I am. Just look after yourselves and I'll talk to you very soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the QuickBook Reviews podcast. That's enough books, said no one, ever. See you again soon.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.